the 25th of June.
Hi there. The word for you today is, who are you accountable to? In Ecclesiastes 4:9, Solomon says, two are better than one. On February the 26th, 1995, Barings, the oldest bank in Britain, announced it was going into bankruptcy after losing almost $1 billion. In late 1994, the chief trader at Barings' Singapore office began betting big on Japan's Nikkei market. Then disaster struck. An earthquake hit Japan, and on January the 23rd, 1995, the Nikkei plunged more than 1,000 points, and Barings lost big money. But instead of cutting his losses, the Barings Singapore trader doubled his investment, betting the Nikkei would rebound, but it didn't. Barings' London office put up nearly $1 billion to support its falling position on the Singapore investments. Finally, Barings ran out of capital and declared bankruptcy. So here's the question. How could a 28-year-old trader in Singapore lose nearly $1 billion and ruin a 233-year-old bank? Well, according to Time magazine, the problem was lack of accountability. And I quote, London allowed the Singapore trader to take control of both the trading desk and the backroom settlement operation in Singapore. It was a mix that can be, and in this case was, toxic. A trader keeping his own books is like a schoolboy grading his own tests. The temptation to cheat can be overwhelming, particularly if the stakes are high enough. Have you ever wondered why Jesus sent his disciples out in twos instead of solo? I'll tell you why. Because flanked with the right person, we have support, encouragement, and protection. You say protection from what? Ourselves. If you're serious about walking in victory, accountability is a step you must be willing to take. So let me ask you, who are you accountable to?